Well, Keaton, this is certainly a backs to the wall job at the moment, isn't it, from a Durham perspective on a pitch that's doing quite a bit?
It is. Richard, myself, Collie and Rhino and the rest of the guys need to make sure we get in. And if we do get in, we need to try and capitalise and get the guys into the third, fourth and fifth spells. There is still a lot of work to be done, but I mean, we've come from behind before. The Warwickshire game was a perfect example of that. So we need two or three guys to get in and go big and put us in hopefully a winning position.
Nobody's really grabbed this match by the horns yet from a batting point of view, have they? We've had a couple of players getting beyond the 50 mark for Yorkshire, in fact three of them, two nearly getting there for Durham, but there's not been a massive score from either side. It is a game where you've really got to battle hard and pick your shots.
It is. It's almost a kind of wicket where you never really feel in. You can kind of fall in and out of feeling really good and then almost feel a little bit awkward and a little bit kind of unrhythmical and out of nick at times, but I suppose that's a skill of guys like Rocky and Collie that have kind of played a lot of cricket, and Badger that have got runs, and just make sure you really get through those periods where you aren't feeling great and just hang in.
Both your innings, you and Mark Stoneman have got some good momentum going at the start of the innings, and then a wicket both times, the pressure's come to bear and the dot balls have come in their droves, haven't they?
Yes, I know Yorkshire bowled really well. The guys have kind of just bowled a really good area and just made us work really hard for our runs. Steve Patterson's a perfect example of that. He just gives you absolutely nothing and bowls straight and just lets you make a mistake. So hopefully we can just counteract with a little bit of resilience tomorrow and put runs on the board.
The weather seems to be favourable for a four-day game. If it were to last that long, you've got a work to do, though, in the fact you're still 53 runs behind, 7 wickets remaining in the second innings. So dig in is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we've got a lot of work to do still. We need to make sure we bat ourselves into a winning position. But, I mean, there's a lot of time left in the game. You never really know what happens in these kinds of games. You have a good session, good two sessions, suddenly you're 200 ahead and the shoe's on the other foot. 200 runs on that wicket could be a winning score. You never really know. Some balls have bounced, some have rolled along the floor. So going into day four, hopefully we can take it deep and just give ourselves a chance.
There is uneven bounce. I mean, the one that got Scott Borthwick this afternoon pitched and just daisy cut it along the floor, didn't it?
Yeah, there's been a couple that have gone up and down. But yeah, like I say, we just got to make sure that those balls get put out of our head, and we just kind of make sure that the balls that don't do that, we in and we kind of there to score runs.
Last 10 overs going into the close of play tonight, you could have got up to 50, but I think you were more looking at the scoreboard and thinking about being in the pavilion intact this evening.
No, not at all. The guys just didn't really give me anything to hit. Breezy bowled beautifully, and so did Steve Patterson. They just kind of hung in and just at the end of the day let us make a mistake. Just bowled good areas and on a wicket that's just offering a little bit. It was hard work.
If you've got something to get them to chase, which is the key to this one, I suppose there's going to be stuff in that wicket that's going to entertain your bowlers and keep them interested.
I'd like to think so. Rushy's a perfect example of that, getting 5 wickets, bowls straight and just lets the ball do the work. So hopefully the guys together as a unit can build some pressure and just put Yorkshire under kind of as a unit and a little bit more pressure, but then we've got to make sure we do the job with the bat beforehand. If they're bowling at 50, 60 runs to win, it's really kind of tough to build pressure, but if we've got 150, 200, 300 on the board, you never really know. So hopefully we can build some pressure with the bat tomorrow.